Good morning. You're listening to the Morning Interview on KCAW in Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio is Lloyd Platson. He's here from Sitka Counseling to talk about DEA National Drug Take Back Day. That's happening this weekend on October 27th, Saturday from 10 to 2. Good morning, Lloyd. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really good.
So can you tell me the history of the DEA National Drug Take Back Day? It's been going on for a few years nationally, but in Sitka, it just happened for the first time earlier this year, right?
I think so. I'm not sure about past history in terms of the Take Back Day, but we started April of this past year in the spring, and held it at Centennial Hall again, and we collected 28 pounds of prescription medication, some opioids, some just regular types of prescription medication. So we'll take all the different types of medication during that day. So, yeah, the national one, I've been around for quite a while. Mm-hmm. What's interesting, this last time in the spring nationally, they collected 475 tons of prescription medication. So, and the big goal about this is to remove those medications from the houses that in our community. The number one place that youth get prescription medication, other than obviously prescribed, mm-hmm. is at home. And so the more that we can rid the houses of unused, unwanted, and expired medications, the better. Typically, Alaskans are kind of hardy, and they like to keep things for future use, mm-hmm. Just in case it might come in handy for themselves or for neighbors or something like that. But prescription medications are really one of those things that we probably shouldn't be hanging on to and definitely not sharing with other people. Mm-hmm. So that's the main goal behind this. And the other thing that we want to make sure is that people are disposing of them properly. Sometimes people flush them down the toilet or they put them in the garbage. And what we've been finding in some communities around the nation are that some of the, it gets into the water. And you can imagine here in Sitka, if it gets into the water, it's going to affect all of our wildlife, mm-hmm. Not only the fishy, but also the things that eat the fish, including us humans. So in Seattle, they actually have been finding some wildlife that have had prescription medications in their system.
Oh, wow. And is prescription opioid use on the rise in Alaska?
Prescription medication itself has been trending downward a little bit, but opioid deaths have been trending upward. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is fentanyl and then the use of heroin. As prescription medications are a little bit more regulated and less prescribing going on, the price is actually a little bit high too, so people can get heroin a little bit cheaper. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes the people who start maybe with prescription medications will move on to heroin. And of course, again, the fentanyl that's coming in, which is 50, some people say 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine, I believe it is getting mixed in not only with heroin, but with methamphetamine and other drugs. So when people are getting this stuff off the street or not from prescribed locations, they don't really know what they're getting. Right. And so there's been a lot of overdoses related to fentanyl.
And the statistics you sent my way, 94 opioid deaths in Alaska in 2016 and 108 in 2017?
Yep, right around there, 108, 110, something like that. Is some of the 2017 statistics are still getting sorted out, mm-hmm. but right now they looks like right around 108. So again, it's a big issue. The tendency is for older, anywhere from 30 to 50, that's kind of the highest use of prescription medications and opioids. But again, when we start looking at trying to protect youth from having access to opioids, the biggest thing is really getting them out of the household. And if you do have them in the household, to store them properly, mm-hmm. and safely. And actually, we do have medication disposal. Well, we have disposal boxes around town. They're located at Harry Race, Search Pharmacy. The police station has one, and we're going to be installing one more someplace pretty soon. But in the house, we have medication lock boxes that people can check out from Sitka Counseling and put it to store their medication and make sure they're not getting into the wrong hands. Mm-hmm. One of the other things that we have that, again, is free of charge are medication disposal bags that people can check out. And that's one of the things, or they can have for free. That's one of the things that we're going to be distributing at the Take Back Day also is free medication disposal bags. What it is is activated charcoal in a bag. You rip the top open, put some water in it, dump the pills in, and just seal it back up and let it sit. You shake it a little bit, let it sit, and it deactivates the prescription medication. And so we're encouraging people to do that also. Mm-hmm. And again, those are free of charge. One of the other things that we'll have available at the Drug Take Back Day on Saturday is Narcan kits. Again, as I was talking earlier, you know, with fentanyl and some of the other opioids out there, overdoses become a little bit more possible. Mm-hmm. And so the Narcan kits, actually, it's a nasal spray. It reverses the overdose process. It's important that people have a little training on them, so we offer a real short training also. When they pick up a kit. And that's to help identify people that are, you know, identify the signs and symptoms of an opioid overdose. And the Narcan only works with opioids. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't hurt anybody if it's a different type of overdose from a different drug. It won't hurt them, but if it's an opioid, it stops the process of the overdose, and then a person really has to call 911 right away because eventually the Narcan wears off and the person can go back into an overdose process. So we like to do a little training with that. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, this whole process is part of a larger prevention program that we have in the community with the HOPE Coalition, which the acronym is Healthy Organizations, People, and Environments. And it's really a combination of people and organizations in our community that are concerned about substance abuse, especially in youth. You know, the youth brain develops until about mid-20s. And so anytime that there's any chemical that's put into that brain, it kind of short-circuits the process. So it's really an important issue, especially to keep the substances away from use by youth. That's part of the process. And, you know, we focus on not only the opioids, but other prescription drugs, alcohol, tobacco, marijuana. And one of the big things that is coming back that people aren't really aware of because of the overshadowing of the opioids is methamphetamine in the state. That's always been there. It's always been a problem. And it's starting to trend back upward again. So in our community, we're not immune to that. And so I think we need to, as a group and as a community, come together and really look at the different substances that we are using and that's impacting the health of our community.
And all of these resources provided on Saturday, the medication bags, the lock boxes, you can check out. And those are free to the public, right?
You bet. Taking the medication in, it's a free disposal. What we do is we work with the DEA office out of Anchorage, and we'll collect all the prescription medication. We'll put them in a box. We ship them off. During the regular time, people can return medications to, like I say, Harry Race Pharmacy, Search Pharmacy, and the police station. That's for free, too. And then what we do is we typically will incinerate them locally. Mm-hmm. Through one of the grants, we were able to get a portable incinerator that the police department has. And so they'll take the medications throughout the year and then incinerate them. It costs about $250 typically to ship the medications off. So we thought if we invested in the incinerator, we could do that locally. So yeah, medication disposal bags are free. Bringing the medications in is free. All we ask is when people bring them in that they, if they're pills, that they dump the pills out. And then they either take the label off the bottle or they use a black magic marker and mark it out and then throw the bottle away. We don't want people getting other people's information, so that's why we ask them to remove the label or black it out. So, but yeah, all that's free. We're going to have a lot of other information there also mm-hmm. on different substances, different prevention efforts that we're doing. There'll be people from different organizations there.
All right, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off this morning?
Just again, remind, Saturday, October 27th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Centennial Hall. We're hoping to beat our 28 pounds that we collected in April, so we encourage people to come on down.
All right, I've been speaking with Lloyd Platson with Sitka Counseling. He's here with the Hope Coalition as well to talk about National Drug Take Back Day. Again, that's Saturday, October 27th from 10 to 2 at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.